individual, please.
Item 727, request of Colette DeWitt to address council regarding the relocation ordinance.
Good morning.
Good morning. Excuse me. I just want to record this. All set. Hello. My name is Colette DeWitt, and I think you all received a little paper that I wrote you. I'm here on behalf of myself and anyone else in my position. And I have much to say about this, and I decided today I would take the time to inform you about the kind of citizen you decided to throw under the bus, that's the best way I can say it, by passing a relocation ordinance. Here's some family history. My father started the diesel mechanics program at Portland Community College on Albina with seven students. DeBernardis, Dr. DeBernardis, gave him one quarter of the Rock Creek campus to start a diesel mechanics program, and is still going strong today. My ex-husband, Stan Amy, has been on the Planning Commission, and the two of us started Nature's. We grew from a small store on Corbett to five stores and two restaurants, and unfortunately, we divorced. During that time, my stepdaughter, who I was very close to and lived with us, was killed on Mount Hood in the OES climb. Previous disaster in my life here in the city was that my sister and a friend and I moved into an apartment building across from the art museum where the plaza next to the Historical Society is. It was cheaper than Portland Student Services at Portland State. While we were living there in an ice storm, an arsonist set the building on fire. We all escaped. Two people died on the fifth floor. So, my life here has been full of wonderful things and tragic things. I have one property. It decreased in value in 2011 to 13, and I couldn't find a good job. I just turned 65. I'm that generation. People lost their jobs. I decided to go to South Korea to teach English. I was a teacher when I met Stan. I taught there for 5 years. I've come home. You want me to pay the people I've rented to $4,200 to move out of my only home. And I got $350 from the Red Cross when everything I own burnt.
So, Colette, thank you for coming in and obviously sharing your story with us. Who have you made contact with at the city about the amendments that we adopted to rent a relocation? Because there's specific provisions that deal with people that want to reclaim their own units.
No, they're not. I went to housing first. They apologized to me and said, I'm sorry, we used to have an exception for someone like you, but it's gone. Then they said, if you were gone 3 years or less, I was gone five.
Well, is a chance for you to educate us about your concern.
Okay.
We have an ongoing process of refinement of that particular law.
That is
and
good
we have
idea.
A committee. Would you mind submitting your particular case to the committee? Because we're on an ongoing basis.
Can I meet with the committee?
You can meet with them.
Come to meetings and discuss this.
So it's a group that's convened by the Housing Bureau of landlords and tenants. And then we get feedback about tweaks to the law if there's something out of whack. And it sounds like you have a compelling story to share that they should hear. And then we should be able to consider whether there's any potential changes that impact you or a class of people like you. So I would very much encourage you to do that.
All right. right?
Yeah, and thank you for this the information. You are correct. The current time frame is 3 years. The exemption is 3 years. So under 5 years, you would not qualify. That is correct.
The housing department told me they were very sorry and to come here.
Very good. Thank you.
So what happens? I'll come back.
No, I will have Cupid has your phone number. Is that
yes,
correct?
Yes, he called me on his day off when he got my email.
Very good. So we'll make sure that he connects you with the committee, and I'm sure they'd like to hear
your
story.
How often does it meet?
On a monthly basis.
Okay.
Good. Thank you.
You.